Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Peaks by Mornings with Moose and Breezy Breeze. Buying someone a gift for the holidays that you know they're not going to use.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking. And like, I feel like a lot of the time, we, us, our families, our friends are only asking for something for the sake of asking for it. Because it's like, what do you want for Christmas?
What do you get the man who has everything?
I know.
And with today being Cyber Monday, I'm sure you can find a great deal. And we talked about this earlier in the show. The problem with Black Friday, the problem with Cyber Monday is some people like myself decide that when they're going to shop for people during the holidays, they have the mentality of one for you, one for me.
Yep.
And that doesn't help too when you're drinking. It's a problem. But I think with inflation and with how hard people are working today, money doesn't come easy. And when you take the time to purchase somebody a gift, you want to make sure puts a smile on their face.
Right.
Hey, they're going to like this. They're going to use it. It's going to be a good gift.
Right. And it's hard when you're having these conversations with your loved ones and you ask them what they want for Christmas and there's that long, dreadful, awkward pause.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, you know, one time I saw a reel of somebody using blank item. I think it could like something like that.
Yeah.
It's like,
oh, we're grasping at straws.
Right,
here.
But are you gonna use it? Recently I was Christmas shopping for a family member and I asked them what they wanted. Same type of situation. And
who are you in charge of getting gifts for? It can't be everyone in the family. I mean, your mom, your dad, your brother, but like extended family, like aunts, uncles.
So like,
how does that work?
My aunt and uncle celebrate Christmas with us every year. So I'll normally would get them something, not a ton of things, and my grandma too. So I'm buying gifts for, when it's all said and done, probably like 10 people.
Okay.
And then, like, now I have these in-laws, you know what I mean?
Oh, the future in-laws. You have to buy something for them.
I know.
And you have to make it thoughtful.
I know. It's too much.
What that is, I don't know. That's up for you to decide, but
so, I'm like, okay, what do you want? And the same type of thing. Well, one time I saw someone use this, and maybe I could like something like that.
Did you get your mom? Because if you need to get your mom something, they do have deals on shake weights right now. Right. I'm going to get that for my mom again.
So I ended up getting the thing that they were grasping at straws at.
Oh, you did buy it.
And then we're having a conversation about it after I'd already purchased it. And they're like, yeah, maybe you shouldn't get that for me. It's kind of a waste of time. I'm like,
oh, how aggravating.
Okay.
When my grandma was still around, my mom bought her a crock pot and she lost it. Like, instead of being like appreciative and thankful, old people, when you get them a gift, boy, do they hate wires. If they see a cord they have to plug in somewhere, they lose it. My grandmother was so pissed. Like, what did you? Oh, look, the wires. Look at the wires. It's like, how about a, it's okay.
Or like, just like a thank you.
Yeah,
is fine too.
You know, I mean, you know, when you get to a certain age,
that
you just,
works just as well.
Right. You stop caring. But
or like my dad, for example, he's like, save your money.
My father like, too, yeah. Okay, save your money. And what's hard is when you have parents, kind of like our parents are pretty similar in some aspects,
right.
But my dad doesn't have any interest. Like favorite music, like movies, nothing.
Like, so last year for Christmas, I know, what's my dad's interest? beer and money. Like, okay, I'm just going to give you money and a rack of beer. Like, you can buy that yourself. Last year, I had this grand idea. I was like, I'm going to get my dad and my uncle Topgolf gift cards.
Oh, that's perfect.
We were celebrating in Florida.
Yeah.
There was a brand new Topgolf right next to where they live in Fort Myers. I'm like, I've never been to Topgolf. Now we can do this experience as a family, you know, big experience.
Yeah.
Fam. So I get them both a $50 gift card. I book the reservation. I put down money on, you have to put like 20% down or whatever. My grandma ends up going to the hospital in Florida. We can't go. And now I'm like, can we just use the gift cards this year and pretend I didn't give them to you last year?
Now that's a thought.
I'm actually gonna look into that right now.
I think they're actually building a Topgolf here, right? Aren't they doing that by the Costco?
Well, there's proposals, but nothing's set in stone. A lot of people are boycotting it at this time. But
I think Rochester could definitely use a Topgolf.
I do too. I just don't know how it would sustain year round.
Also, let's talk about the 12 days of Christmas real quick. Take a guess on how much it would cost if you were to pay for the 12 days of Christmas.
What's the 12 days of Christmas?
You know, like 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping.
Right.
How much would all that cost for 12 days worth? Take a stab at it.
I don't know, $3,000? I don't know.
$49,263 this year, because every year they update it. You know, like I said, inflation. But if you want to save money on this, you got to cut the Lords of Leaping. They're totally overpriced. But the 12 drummers, you can hire them, and it's $4,000. People, you know, people are doing this. 5 gold rings, $1,200. Where are you getting those rings from?
Damn. That's insane.
So don't be like me over the weekend where I was shopping for my nephew. He wants a wallet. I promised him. They gave me their wish list on Thanksgiving. AirPods, Nike. I'm like, oh, you guys are growing up too fast.
Every time.
So I'm sitting at a bar, and instead of purchasing for them, I bought a $180 watch. So how am I doing?
This is so classic you. This is so classic you.
Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
Another Monday, another Moosterpiece on PXY Mornings. I picked a really good one today, and I think it's all about the holidays. You know what I mean?
So much so about the holidays that last week we did the holiday.
We did. We acted out the holiday. And you crushed it. 585-252-9800. Feel free to throw out the name of the film if you know it. Breezy, I need you to think about the most toxic relationship you've ever been in.
Got it.
Now, I need you to take those emotions and apply them into today's scene, because this is a pretty toxic fight between a man and a woman struggling through a grueling divorce process.
Right. Got it.
And this film, I can't remember if it was nominated. If not, it should have been, because this is as real as you get with going through a divorce. I'm not speaking from experience, but there's a wide range of emotions that take place when people are in a toxic marriage such as this one. So that being said, let's get our game faces on. And really nail this one out of the park today. Do you have any questions?
No, I'm good.
You never do. All right. Lights, camera, action.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
In act. I want to get to set the tone here, too. So go ahead.
You're acting like your father.
Do not compare me to my father.
I didn't compare you to him. I said you're acting like.
You're exactly like your mother. Everything you're complaining about, you're doing. You are your mom.
First of all, I love my mother. She is a wonderful mother.
I'm just repeating what you told me.
How dare you?
You're just like your mother. You're also like my father and my mother on top of it. You're all the bad things about all of these people, but mostly your mother. When we would lie in bed together, sometimes I would look at you and just, ugh. I'd look at you and just feel so gross.
I felt repulsed when you touched me. Repulsed!
You're a slob. I made all the beds. I closed all the cabinets. Now, remember, we're in a fight, so we're talking over each other, okay? So I need you to speed it up a bit.
Right.
Thank you so much. And action.
The thought of having sex with you makes me want to peel my skin
off.
You'll
never be happy. You're never going to be happy. You're just going to go back to the life you had before you met me, and it's pathetic.
Yeah, people used to tell me that you were too selfish and that you were a great artist. I used to defend you, and they were right.
All your best acting is behind you. Now you're just nothing but a hack.
You gaslighted me.
Oh, please.
I hate you. Do you hear me? I hate your stupid, ugly face. Oh, God. Why? Why? I can't do this anymore.
It's perfect timing because the music ran out. Cut. We got to get better at your exit scene. I mean, they just like.
I mean, I'm so far away from the door now, it's just too hard. It's too hard.
All right, Breezy, on a scale of 1 to 10, how do you think you did there?
It's like a 4.
4?
Yeah.
I was going to give you a 5.3, but okay, I like the honesty.
Yeah,
couple
great.
Guesses.
Something fell during that. I don't know what that was, but these things happen.
You really got into it.
I did. I don't even know what this movie is.
Did you think back about your last toxic relationship?
I did.
You pulled from that?
I did.
You did. Okay.
I did. There were some lines in there. I was like, I get it.
You know what I mean? Okay. I wasn't sure.
I get it.
I'm not sure if I was buying it or not. It's not Die Hard, first of all. No, I'm so sorry, James. Thank you for texting in. It is not Die Hard. Couple guesses here are 100% correct. This is not an old movie either. This is from 2019, pre-COVID. We have one guest here from Christine who says, been there, done that, know the movie, it's A Marriage Story.
Been there, done that, she says. Oh, dear.
Not to mention, I mean, this is, by the way, if you don't know the film, this is with Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver.
Actually, maybe I have seen
this. This is A Marriage Story. And it's hard to watch because it puts so much into perspective. I'm like, oh, these guys were brutal to each other in this movie.
Brutal. Brutal.
And this scene that we just acted out was pretty, it was probably the toughest scene to watch.
Yikes.
So, yeah, enjoy that tonight.
Can't wait. Uplifting. Yeah. Truly.
All right, we'll get your review tomorrow where we can all listen to you score it a 1 out of 5. People on Facebook Marketplace need to chill.
No, literally, I'm insulted. I'm pissed.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I think now is a great time to actually talk about this. I mean, because so many people put stuff on Facebook Marketplace. I don't use it a ton, but talk about trying to lowball people.
Oh my God. I'm literally insulted.
I'm selling this ottoman for $350. Will you take $35?
No, literally. So I'm obviously in the middle of my move.
Yeah.
Moving, for those of you who missed it, moving to off of the beloved Park Ave. My Park Ave Princess era is coming to a close.
It is.
The sun is setting on that. And I'm moving to Fairport.
Even though this has been really an anxious time for you and has caused crippling anxiety.
Right.
I'm assuming now you're transitioning into more excitement now that you're getting more settled.
Yes, I'm very excited. I moved a lot of stuff and now it's just, I have 2 weeks left in this apartment and I'm just getting things out and sold and everything organized at my new spot. And with that being said, I'm moving in with my girlfriend and, you know, she's pretty established where she is. So
yeah,
we don't need a ton of things. We don't need a couch. We don't need a bed. We don't need these huge ticket items.
But you did. You did go buy a couch.
Right. But I'm saying I'm not taking anything from my apartment over there in the sense of those big ticket items. My desk, my couch, my bed, my kitchen island.
Sell
it
all.
Not necessary.
Yeah.
So I'm like, everything must go. Big summer blowout. Huge sale.
Everything.
And, you know, I'm really annoyed and frustrated because, first of all, just the act of taking pictures and putting things up there is a pain in the ass. Take the pictures and make sure you take the right pictures because you don't want anyone to come back at you and say, can you take another picture? Can you add the dimensions? Can you do all, like, I want to do it one time and one time only. And I've been dragging my feet on doing so. And I put up my kitchen island with the stools, and then I put up my corner desk.
Yeah.
And a couple of other things. And, like, I don't know. I'm always under the impression that this stuff will go as fast as it got on. And, you know, these are good items. And that's simply not the case. I mean, someone's coming today to get my kitchen island. They didn't lowball me. I had it on there for $150 with the island and the stools, okay? Now, I paid $150 for just the island.
But you have to, that's the whole point of Facebook Marketplace?
No, I bought it on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, okay, so this is being recycled.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and the stools. I bought the stools brand new on Facebook Marketplace. I put them together. So all in all, I would probably have lost $50, which is fine. And then this guy comes in, he's like, would you take $100? And I'm like, I don't care. You know what I mean? At this point, like, everything must go.
Sure.
What am I going to do? So he's coming today to get it. And then I put my corner desk up there with the desk chair, which the desk chair was like $60. The corner desk itself is like $100. I put everything up there for $100, desk with chair. This woman messages me this morning. I almost fell out of my chair.
Okay. How much did she want?
So corner desk with gray desk chair, $100. Hi, is this available? My husband could come pick up Thursday evening. He will be in your area for work. We can offer you $20.
Insulting.
I said, $20? ? We're sticking to a budget, and you mentioned you needed it gone. That's fine if that doesn't work for you. I go, pass.
Yeah, I mean, $20.
I would rather put it on the curb and have someone grab it for free than get $20. That's insulting to me. I'm insulted.
But that's Facebook Marketplace.
I'm insulted.
I would love to hear if any of you have a really good Facebook Marketplace story. 585-252-9800. This is what you have to do on Facebook Marketplace. If you know you definitely want a certain price for whatever you're putting up there, whatever item you put up there, you got to think that somebody's going to try to lowball you at least $50, $60, if they're nuts, $75 off the price you really want. So if you're looking to get at least $100, you might as well list it for $200.
Right.
Because someone's going to say, hey, you mind taking $5?
Right. I was shaking pissed. I don't know why that made me so angry, but it did. And you know me, I love a deal.
I know.
Love a deal.
Hey, listen.
Not at my expense, but. It
doesn't kill to ask. What if you said yes? She made out. You got to ask.
Nah.
Even though it's insulting.
So insulting.
The last time I put anything on Facebook Marketplace, I told you I was trying to sell two end tables because I was moving across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Guy shows up. He's like, how much for the TV? I'm like, sir, it's only the end tables. He starts roaming around the house. These are nice. I was like, coffee table's not for sale. It's just the two end tables. Do you like them or not? He's like, well, I can give you cash for the TV if you're willing to part ways with it. I'm like, it's not mine. It's my roommate's. I'm not selling it.
Oh, my God.
He left with the toaster in the end tables.
Sucker.
I don't know how
absolute
he did it.
Sucker.
Oh, hold on. Let me go over to who's this, Michelle? Michelle says, what's up, guys? I know this is probably totally my fault, but recently forgot to set out a $5 item for a buyer for doorstep pickup on Facebook Marketplace. Instead of messaging me, she entered my house. I also had someone show up 15 minutes earlier than expected. She also entered my house as well. What the hell's wrong with people?
Oh my God.
People don't knock anymore? You just go into somebody's house?
Chill.
Twice. You got to be careful, especially as a single woman. If you're putting anything on Facebook Marketplace, you better just don't let anyone in your house.
I mean, at this point, come through. I'm going to do an estate sale at my place. So if anyone wants, I'll drop the Addy. You guys can come through, take a look at what you want. And I don't know if I told you this either, but I sold my TV.
Yeah.
And I priced. So the person I know and I, they messaged me on Instagram and they were like, oh my God, what are you selling? I was like, honestly, everything. And they're like, I'm going to take everything. And I was like, okay, great. Come through. So I priced the TV according to like a bundled price.
Yeah.
So literally made out with a killer deal on my TV. Didn't take anything else. I price the TV according to like, oh, if you're buying a bunch of things, I'll obviously lower the price.
Yeah.
Didn't buy anything else.
That was it.
Didn't buy anything else. So I definitely could have gotten probably $75 more for that TV, but that's fine, I guess.
This person just said, Matt texted in, was like, the guy wanted a ride home to get the stuff he was going to sell.
Right.
God, people are just insane.